Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Glad to have you back here with us on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, and of course, on the Odyssey app, where you can listen to WEEI Afternoons and all your favorite WEEI shows at your convenience, wherever you are, whenever you want. And now, as part of each and every Patriots Friday, of course, we are joined by one of the coordinators for your New England Patriots. This Friday, we're joined by offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. The coordinators on Patriots Friday are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. That's all available at McFarlandEnergy.com. And by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Josh, no Andy Hart today. No problem, though. You get your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens and Dan Ballgame with you here today. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I just want to ask you right off the top. You excited for this weekend? You excited for Sunday?
Very.
Yeah?
Very. I mean, I'm excited for every game. Every game we play. Long hours every week for 3 hours on Sunday or Monday or whenever we get the opportunity to play. And certainly going on a road against a really, really, really good football team that is going to challenge us, obviously, in every phase. But in particular, our situation offensively, this is a really good defense. Todd does a tremendous job, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere. And looking forward to the competition for sure.
I can confirm that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of Patriots fans flying out of all available airports in the Northeast that'll be down there, so long as they can make it with all the shutdowns to support you. So it's going to be a hell of an environment. I just wanted to ask you, you had a front row seat to the development and ascension of Tom Brady for all those years, and now the latest Foxborough phenom, Drake May. Now, we're not going to play the similarities game or anything, but would you say that Drake May is further along in year two than Tom was? And just how impressed are you by his growth so far?
Well, I really can't comment about Tom's development in that regard, because the first 3 years I was here, I was on defense. So, when he was in year two in 2002, it was actually 01 was his second year, but
right.
I was on the defensive side, so I didn't really get the opportunity to see him day to day in terms of the meeting rooms and all those things, because I was trying to keep my head above water as a quality control guy and all that. So it wouldn't be fair for me to speak on that. But I think the thing about Drake is just so committed to trying to improve. And I think for a young player with a lot to learn, a young player who's gaining more and more experience and those game reps each week, it's so important for you to actually not just learn the lesson from week to week, but then be able to apply it. And I think he's really tried hard to do that, in practice following each game. and then carry that into the next week and attempt to improve himself along with our group on offense the next time we get to go out and play. So just so impressed with his work ethic, his consistency, his commitment to doing all the little things right that it takes to be a great quarterback in this league. And again, he's very young and he's just starting, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity to continue to work with him.
Josh, continuing to talk about Drake for just a moment in his development. Obviously, nothing is ever going to be perfect for a quarterback or anybody in the NFL. So I'm curious to see how you've seen Drake deal with adversity to this point in his career. Turned the ball over a couple times last week. Mike went up to talk with him. I'm sure you did as well. So how do you see him bounce back from some mistakes that he makes?
With the same consistent demeanor that he has when things are going great. I think that's a tribute to the young man's personality and character. He's pretty much the same every day, win, lose, or draw. And I think when he has opportunities to handle adversity, he's done a nice job of that. You know, he's a leader. And for a young player to be a leader, you have to demonstrate consistency in the way that you lead and how you interact with others. And I think Drake's done a nice job of being accountable when he makes a mistake and encouraging when somebody else does. So I just, again, I think that's something that every quarterback has to go through. You learn how to live with success. You learn how to live with some failures, and hopefully you remain the same person through it all. And there's no question that he is.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels with us here on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Speaking of accountability, Josh, Drake took ownership for some of the sacks that he's taken so far this year when he was doing a media avail earlier this week. Have you guys talked a lot about sort of trying to avoid more of those pressures or things he can do to avoid, let's say, what happened at the end of the first half last week and what can be done to try to avoid the average of taking four sacks per game?
Well, certainly we want to try to minimize those as best we can. There's no question about that. I also think that, you know, there's a lot that goes into those kind of plays, you know, and there's been some where he certainly has been responsible for extending the play, and then, you know, we can incur some pressure that way. There's other times where there's nothing he could have done, and maybe we have to handle it better, whether it's a pressure or blitz or game or stunt or whatever it might be as well. So I think, you know, sacks, pressures, all those kind of things, it's usually a team statistic and there's no shortcut to getting better at it. I also think that there's a fine line we're trying to weave here because the young man makes a lot of plays with his legs and can extend and make some really good plays and has done so. And so I think we're trying to figure out, okay, hey, you know, when there's a clear opportunity to extend and no danger involved, then go ahead and do it. If it feels uncomfortable, messy, and there's really nowhere to go, then I think it's time to make good decisions and potentially move on and throw the ball away or what have you. So I don't fault him for anything he tries to do. I know he always tries to make the right play. Certainly that's very difficult to do at quarterback, you know, when you play 65, 70 plays a game, and there's going to be things you learn from. And he certainly has, but I know his intentions are well intentioned every time he takes the ball from the center, and we're going to continue to try to work those things out.
Josh, just to jump back to last weekend's game against Atlanta with Ramondre Stevenson dealing with his bumps and bruises, you had to rely on a couple different players in the run game. In that last series on offense, you end up with the ball in Terrell Jennings' hands. How did you end up with trusting Jennings in that spot, and what have you noticed about his game from training camp to working with him now?
Terrell's done a nice job with his opportunities and kind of helped us close out a couple games this year in the 5-minute offense when we're, you know, trying to really, you know, salt it away and gain a few first downs, and he's really done a nice job of protecting a football and running hard. And he's a tough tackle, physical guy that gets downhill with the football. So, I have confidence in all our guys that are active on Sunday for sure. And, And Terrell's done a really nice job of being ready when his opportunities, come up. And I look forward to seeing him play again here this Sunday.
So obviously, as the injury report has come out, and Mike Vrabel said earlier today that there'd be no Ellis, no Ramondre, and no Kayshon Booty, how will you guys adapt on offense to no Booty, who's been your top downfield threat, and Ramondre, your number one power back, against especially a ferocious front seven that Tampa Bay presents?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. There's no question about it. This is a group on defense. It's got a great mix of veterans that have tremendous experience and wisdom in their system, and have been very successful in it. And then there's some really talented young players that they've certainly weaved in. I'm very impressed with, Jason Light and Todd and the job that they've done in terms of bringing the right types of players. You can tell they all fit the same mold. You know, they're aggressive, they're physical, they're fast. And that's really what their defense is from top to bottom. So be a big challenge. It'll be all hands on deck for us. Like it has been all year. I mean, there's been games where those guys you mentioned that aren't going to be there Sunday have been very, very productive. And there's been other games where other guys have really stepped up and done a great job with their opportunities as well. So, we'll use them all. We'll try to get the ball to the right guy, whether that's in the running game or the passing game, and continue to try to make good decisions and, hopefully play to our identity down there in Tampa.
Josh, imagine one of the guys you'll lean on pretty heavily, as you have most of the season, Stephon Diggs, speaking in an interview earlier this week, saying that he was trying to improve his attitude this season, work on not being so mad about everything that's going on around him. So what have you observed about Stephon Diggs and the way that he manages himself game in and game out and his experiences working with you?
He's been tremendous. As competitive of a guy as I've been around, loves to play, loves to.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Compete. Enjoys the back and forth. The moment's never too big for him. Wants the ball in all those critical situations. Has been a really, really positive leader for our group. I think he's really made a huge impact on our skilled players offensively. Not to mention our entire offense and team. So, I haven't had anything other than great positive experiences with Steph, whether things are going well or not. You know, he's encourages guys, pushes guys, wants the best for our team and our group. And you need guys like that. And he certainly has a lot of big game experience. And I know what his intentions are at all times. He wants us to win. And I know he knows he can help us do that in a number of ways. And really impressed by his leadership.
A little bit off the Patriots, but obviously relevant to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh. If I remember correctly, there were rumors back 7 years ago when Baker Mayfield was coming out of Ohio State that the New England Patriots had a very high grade on him and that you guys loved him. And there were even some reports that there were some considerations of possibly trying to trade up for Baker Mayfield. I speculate that may have been a plan to maybe groom him as a possible Tom Brady replacement one day. I was just curious if I could get any confirmation on you guys being that high on him when he came out, and then now your thoughts as to how impressive he's been on his fourth stop playing his best ball with Tampa.
I don't know exactly. I'm not a scout or personnel guy, and I certainly wasn't involved in all of those conversations. But I know I evaluated Baker when he came out. I went down and spent some time with him down in Texas before the draft, like we do with a lot of players, you know. And I know a lot of teams, a lot of people sometimes, you know, wonder why you do that, you know, when guys may seem like they're out of your reach or what have you. But I think it's just opportunities to get to know as many of the guys that come out that you can. And I had a great interaction with him. I was very impressed with the kind of competitor that he was. Made a number of big plays in the most important moments of his time in college, and has continued to do so in the NFL. So haven't seen him, a million things this year from them offensively, because I've been focused on their defense. But it doesn't surprise me. He's won a number of big games. He's a very talented guy, certainly a great leader, great competitor, super tough. Really have enjoyed watching him play when I've had the opportunity, and look forward to competing against him on Sunday.
Josh, last one from me. Antonio Pierce, who I know you know well, said earlier this week he called you the coach of the year in the NFL, and he says he believes in your group because you are the OC of the Patriots. Just curious, your reaction to hearing that from a colleague and your experience working with Antonio Pierce in the past.
Well, that's very kind. I don't try not to get caught up in anything like that. I had a great experience with AP when we were together, and I appreciate that. But certainly a long way to go. The players obviously are the ones that deserve any and all the credit for what happens on the field. And I hope we can continue as a good as a staff to try to get them ready to go each week and give them an opportunity to go out and be successful. So just focused on my role here and what I can do to help them get better.
All right, Josh, well, we'll let you go, and we wish you safe travels and good luck on Sunday down at Raymond James Stadium. And again, I know Andy was attending to some family business, but I feel duty-bound to say, or just to represent for him, that Kyrus Tonga at fullback last week, that was awesome.
I figured Andy would like that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, guys. Tell Andy I said hey, and I look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Go get him Sunday, Josh. Thanks for some time.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, Josh. That was Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVA services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your number one timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Dan, I got to say, I love all the different interviews we get to partake in. Marcus Jones and Drake May on Patriots Mondays, alternating coordinators on Fridays. You know, and then, of course, we learn so much from Hoyer and Mark Schlereth on Tuesdays. I feel like I'm in a classroom, but like in an accessible classroom. And when I talk to Josh McDaniels, and I think my favorite thing, maybe it's also just because I've gotten older, like Josh has gotten older, Josh is maturing. I just kind of love the fact that he refers to Drake May as the young man. Like, I kind of love that scholarly paternal tone that he has. Like, he's so dialed in right now, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's an elder statesman feel to the way that he discusses Drake and the experience working with him. And I would love to know the true peel back the covers and the truth serum answer to, okay, your experience with early year Brady, which I know he kind of danced around when you asked the question earlier, and his experience working with early era Drake. Two completely different quarterbacks, but guys mm-hmm. that are galvanizing a fan base. So I'm not sure if he expected this to be the kind of early returns he'd get returning to New England and coaching this offense, but I'm sure he's a pretty happy guy week to week.
Yeah, and we knew that Drake May, being the quarterback, the raw prospect that he was a massive incentive for both Mike Vrabel wanting to take the job. I mean, okay, yeah, he wanted to come back to New England. He wanted to get paid a boatload of money and be the man where he once, you know, prowled around on the defensive line and occasionally vultured touchdowns from Foria. But it makes it a lot easier when you have a franchise quarterback. And for Josh McDaniels this represents such an awesome opportunity to expand his portfolio and profile by working with someone who is so hyper athletic. And I found those answers, you know, we'll want to maybe revisit those later on in the drive at five. His answers on Drake's growth, as well as, you know, when we were talking about the dealing with pressure, taking sacks versus avoiding it, when he was talking about, we've now entered that fine line of extending plays versus making good decisions for the team. I mean, I know that's a first world football problem to have, but I got to say, it'd be so damn hard to figure out what to do because, you know, I'd want to say like, you know what, you know, F it, fine, green grass. Just, you know, run around until you can find somebody, Drake, because I know you can avoid 9 out of 10 guys coming after you. You're so athletic, so strong, and so fast. But at the same time, you don't want to do something foolish and then end up like, you know, frittering away all of your momentum like you did last week before the end of the first half against the Falcons.
And the thing that worries me about really trying to put the child lock on Drake's athletic ability is, okay, well, what does that take away from? What else are we losing? Does he lose that kind of gunslinger, aggressive nature that we've come to love with his deep ball work and everything else that's come out this year? Does either forcing him or overcoaching him into making the safe play remove part of what makes him so dangerous for this group this year? So it's tough. I mean, the comparison that we give is Josh Allen, and Allen has definitely taken some of the risk out of his game, but because he's built like a fullback, he mm-hmm. still goes and takes some hits that make you go, man, he just popped up from that. So you can definitely tell both in the answers that we get, Fitzy, and in just watching the games every Sunday, that they are still trying to find a line that takes the pit out of the stomach of the coaching staff, but also allows Drake to be himself. And that's certainly going to continue to be a work in progress.
It's like they're trying to figure out how to handle the sports car. Like you want to treat every road like it's the Autobahn because you're capable of doing so.
Right.
But you also have to navigate the twists and turns of, you know, a tightly zoned neighborhood or just driving around Boston as well. So I think this is just one of the many fascinating elements we get to watch as this coaching staff and these coordinators learn to work with his borderline unlimited talent and watch him grow before our very eyes. 617-779-7937. Give your boys a holler in here. We'll talk some New England Patriots with you, or shoot us a text here to our studios powered by Verizon. When we come back, vengeance, thy name is Sturm. The Boston Bruins get one back against the Senators after getting their doors blown off against them just a week and a half prior. We'll talk some Bruins from last night's action before Big Teddy joins us at 3 o'clock for the three-point stance. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.